September marked 10 years since the U.S. military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy was repealed. In the nearly 18 years it was in place, an estimated 14,000 service members were discharged due to their sexual orientation, their gender identity, or their HIV status. Romney Palmer is a Vermonter who first started her career with the National Guard in North Carolina under the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. She says that policy actually opened doors that allowed her to serve, but it also closed others.
I'm terrible at, lying about things. I mean, I suppose I could if I'd really tried. But when Don't Ask, Don't Tell happened, that allowed me to join the Guard. Whereas before, they'd ask you if you are homosexual. But when Don't Ask, Don't Tell happened, that question was literally crossed off the paperwork. They had to use all of their forms up before printing new ones. So the old forms, they just crossed off that question.
You could actually see it crossed out on the form?
Yeah. That was kind of cool, actually.
As I understand it, you did have a girlfriend at the time, and you had to keep that secret. Was that difficult for you to do?
It was kind of tricky. I mean, I was young enough to think that this was like an interesting game. It was the game of I can be in the military, and this is what you had to do. And so when we'd write letters, it was I'd change her name on the letters so that the envelopes didn't show anything. It was just what you did to stay in the military. And as long as nobody was allowed to ask, it wasn't just that they shouldn't, it was that they weren't allowed to ask and I wasn't allowed to tell. And those rules worked for me.
You are from Vermont originally, as I understand it. And then you joined the Army Guard in North Carolina, spending 2 years there before transferring to the Vermont Army Guard and then the Vermont Air National Guard. How was it different living under Don't Ask, Don't Tell in North Carolina versus Vermont?
The National Guard people are generally people that live in the community that they're serving in. So it wasn't like maybe when you're in a federal military base or post that where you have people from all over the country. Mm. In North Carolina, people are very interested in your personal life. In Vermont, people, didn't ask a lot of questions, probably in general. I had some interesting experiences in the North Carolina, the National Guard we were in. We were doing our annual training, and it happened to coincide with that episode in Ellen, on the Ellen Show back in the 90s.
Oh, when she came out to her national audience that she was a lesbian.
Yeah. And while that was happening, that conversation while we were, on our annual training came up, and people were just so upset by that. They couldn't believe it. And they had a lot of disparaging things to say about that. And I was so excited about it. I was like, this is great. But I couldn't say anything to anybody. The contrast of what was in my head versus what I was hearing around me was intense. And it was what I was hearing around me from people that I worked with and who liked me and I liked them, and they just didn't know anything about me. And it was a little hard, but also just strange and ironic and just the deal I made to be there.
So you finished your 6 years in the Guard in January of 2001. Don't Ask, Don't Tell was still in effect at that time. How did that policy affect your decision to reenlist or not?
By then I had, matured enough to know that the choices I make impact the lives of the people that are involved in my life. And I couldn't fully participate in a relationship in my life and continue to be in the Guard and also be fully present to, who I was with at the time or in the future or whenever. And so if I had re-upped, I would still have to maintain my, being in the closet in a sense. And because it's the National Guard and this, everybody who's in the Guard is in that community, it's really hard to compartmentalize. Mm. And that would mean that, if there's a gay pride march in Burlington, I couldn't go, and my, anybody who's with me would also have to essentially be in the closet, and that's not fair. But it was a tough decision because I really enjoyed my time in the National Guard. After 9/11, when I had been discharged, part of me was like, gosh, I wish I can, go back in, but I couldn't. And it was really tough. After you're done your 6 years or whatever term that you're in, if you're in active duty, you're in for 4 years or whatever, you still have a total of 8-year obligation. So within the 8 years from when he started, you could still be reactivated. You could be called up. So I was in for 6 years, and then I was, kind of put into inactive reserve. And then 9/11 happened, and I got the stop loss letter, which meant that they could call me up. Mm. So that was really tough. Like, there was a lot of things going on, and it was really, really, really tough to walk away from that.
What do you want people to know about Don't Ask, Don't Tell that they may have forgotten? And, and for good or for ill, why is it important to remember Don't Ask, Don't Tell?
I don't know if it's good to remember Don't Ask, Don't Tell. That's not the answer most people want to hear. I say that for me personally, because I don't want to dwell on that. And also the challenges that it caused were actually kind of growing points for me in my life. All the good things and the bad things that happened to me form who I am, and I'm okay with myself. So that was a crucible that I survived. But it was terrible for many people. Terrible, terrible. And so it is important to remember these things. Just any time when there's this kind of discrimination that we look back now and we'd be like, I can't believe people did that. I mean, gay marriage is now a norm. And what's amazing is to look back and hear people talk about how incredulous it seems that you could be kicked out for being gay in the military. And I think for me, it's important to look back on it to realize that, because of the fact that it seems so ridiculous now that people were kicked out for being gay in the military. Gay people had a lot to contribute, and the military lost really qualified people that gave up a lot to be there. And, for any of these instances where we get so set in our ways of things like this, it's good to step back and look at a big picture and be like, why are we doing this?
Romney Palmer sharing her experiences about being gay in the military under Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Thank you so much for speaking with us. I really appreciate it.
Thanks. Thanks for talking to me.
Last month, the Department of Veterans Affairs marked the 10 years since the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell by reiterating those discharged under the policy are veterans and are eligible for VA benefits like home loan guarantees, pensions, and health care. The VA has also pledged additional review of discharges under Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and is encouraging veterans affected by the policy to contact the VA to determine their eligibility for benefits.